Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I am Mark DeFalco.
I thought you were Brian Keller.
I'm Brian Keller.
Yes.
No, this week, yes, I'm standing in for, sitting in for Brian, but don't hate me.
And Mark, what would you say you do here?
I work on this little website called Channel 9.
Yeah!
I am a developer on the Channel 9 team. You may have seen me previously on some countdown videos for TechEd or Mix and things like that. So I work in the event space as well as the website itself.
Cool. All right, let's get into our stories because there's a ton of stuff going on. First one, obviously, great improvements to Windows Azure websites. So our friend Scott Goo cuts it all down. Now there's three new, tiers, if you will, for what are called Windows Azure websites. So a Windows Azure website could be a any of these kind of template sites or like
they're
a WordPress.
More, like a, more lightweight instead of doing a whole web role and that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like throwing up some simple content.
And a lot of them are like packaged apps, if you will. So Free, which has been around for a while, and then Shared and Reserved. So Shared is probably the new one. It gives you just the ability to kind of scale up. So it's a different price point than having your own thing, which is, you know, if you were running it in Reserved. So Shared is kind of the new, the in-between, if you will,
from a cost perspective. Yeah, it's a nice low-cost solution. You don't have a mission-critical website or something like that. You want to have something, play around with Azure. It's a great introduction.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, I just need a little more than Free, but I don't want to go all the way to Reserved.
Right.
So that's clearly one of the big things. Improve custom domain support, so being able to have the Microsoft.com and then www.microsoft.com is something people have asked for as well, and some other stuff around domains. And he also actually points out some of the stuff in our next story, which is the Git deployment. So, and this actually post, I'll leave it to you to talk about some of the stuff, but there's Git deployment on Azure now.
Yeah.
And now also for Azure Mobile Services.
Right. So we announced Windows Azure Mobile Services a couple weeks ago. It's an easy way to get up storage, authentication, and push notifications kind of turnkey up on this nice little UI kind of plug-in, and then you can power up your Windows 8 app with those features. What we're announcing just this week is improvements that include the SDK is actually open sourced
on GitHub.
We are accepting community submissions.
Mm-hmm.
And then also partnership with Xamarin, which means that we're allowing native development on iOS and Android via C Sharp. So actually,
is that real?
iOS. Hey, Waz said it once with iOS, so if he said it, that's how I'm saying it.
All right, I'll change everything. This is awesome. This is very cool, especially for, you know, devs that are doing using Xamarin today and Mono tools for that they love themselves some C Sharp and being able to use that and connect up through Windows Azure Mobile Services. This is great.
Right. Yeah.
So love it. Next story. Dev Hammer, friend from DC Mid-Atlantic, talks about the Windows 8 Camp in a Box. So the idea here is this Windows 8 camp, they're doing a bunch of dev camps. You can go to devcamps.ms. It includes a number of sessions. These are all the slides for like a two-day session, and it goes through a bunch of hands-on labs. And the idea is you take kind of the boring grid template out of Visual Studio, and then you customize it to build the Contoso cookbook. So all the things you have to do to change images, to change styles, to add sharing, everything else is in there. So it's a great example. And the point is, this has been around for a while. Now it's updated to work on RTM because the last version was release preview.
Yep. Got only about a month left before Windows 8 hits general availability everywhere. So this is kind of a good opportunity. Nail down some of the new skills, find out what's new in it. And
you can sign up for your individual accounts as well.
Right.
I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, now's the time.
Reserve
Start reserving
names.
The app names,
yep.
Baby.
Yep.
Exactly. Cash for Dan. Tech at New Zealand highlight. So,
yes.
Is it really everything I need to know about building real Xamlabs?
I don't know if it's going to be everything you need to know, but
it says everything.
Our friends down under, Australia and New Zealand both have tech eds. They just happened this month. And coming up, this was a session that's been highlighted as one that was really great. What it is a lot of people are familiar with XAML from WPF and Silverlight. Well, this is a comparison of the so when you go into those templates you're talking about, that grid template in Visual Studio 2012, it could be a little
There's a lot of stuff that it does for you.
Right, which is good. But this actually breaks it down, goes through everything. The speakers were Ben Gracewood and Nigel Sampson. Nigel actually posted up all the demos online, so you can download the full source of their talk. And it's a 60-minute session, goes through just everything you need to know about XAML, just like the title says.
Everything. So, and it's also a good point. We have hundreds of sessions going online for Tech in New Zealand and Australia on Channel 9 under our events area.
Yes.
So make sure to watch all that goodness. So Next Studio, we've talked about this tool before. The Sync Fusion Metro Studio version 2 has some cool features that people may be interested in. And one is the ability to convert characters into icons. Mm-hmm. So the idea is AppBar today actually supports, you can do the code representation
right.
of something for the plus symbol or whatever thing. This just allows you to build kind of a better icon for that. These icons can either be PNGs or XAML. That's what the tool does. And if you haven't yet, again, it is free registrationware, but it's really nice. It allows you to build different color icons, change the forecolor, the back color. You don't have to be a designer to build these.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing about this is extremely developer-friendly for those of us who want to make good-looking apps but don't have that specific skill set.
Yeah, for icons in particular. And the other one is Noun Project, which a lot of people know for, which is just a repository for XAML. Mm-hmm. You can download that because it's as SGV and import it into this tool and play around with it.
Very cool.
Definitely a must-have if you're looking to make some nice icons. Metro Snaps.
Yeah, speaking of making
your snap thing.
Metro Snaps.
Yeah, bam.
Speaking of making things look nice, this is actually like a whole repository of inspiration.
Design inspiration, love it.
So for all the kind of new-looking apps, actually, one of my favorites right there in the middle is Cocktail Flow. You knew I was going to say. that was one of the most beautiful apps on Windows Phone and brought onto Windows 8. But look through the kind of the top of the top, if you will, for design for this new era, get your inspiration from here.
Yeah, you're like, wow, this is great. I love the artist representation, the drinks, the charting. All cool stuff. The marketing it kind of sucks you in. It's a good way to actually market your app, too.
Right, yeah, and it's got the whole the taxonomy on the side. You can go through and what you're... Because an educational app is going to look different than
entertainment. We need more fashion. Zero.
Get on them. Go watch the XAML session and get your icons and then build some UI for fashion.
Roslyn.
Yeah, so Roslyn is the... Compiler as a service, right?
You know,
we talked about it before. What we're just announcing now is that we have after the official launch of Visual Studio, we now have all of the bits updated for 2012 RTM. You can either go to the link we'll give you and download it there. The NuGet packages are also updated. I do believe that 2010 is no longer supported by the CTP, mm-hmm. but 2012 full release. You can use it in there.
Yeah, and it works with RTM 2012, which is what a lot of people were looking
right.
for. It is an evaluation and preview license, mm-hmm. to be fair, so you can't do stuff, but I am so excited by Roslyn stuff.
Yeah, and actually, we'll be showing something a little bit later that works off of this that creates something really cool.
Yeah. All right, so JavaScript Learning Trifecta. So this is a number of resources that have come up recently. You want to talk about JavaScript Enlightenment or DOM Enlightenment?
Now that you know JavaScript and HTML being a real first-party citizen in the development platform for apps, you can take, a lot of people have used JavaScript in the past, a lot of people haven't written full-fledged apps with it. So you're mm-hmm. familiar with it, but you really want to dive deep. You know, these are going to give you pretty much everything you need to know about, you know, DOM, JavaScript, which are really two different beasts in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the JS Books resource is actually one that's really handy in particular because what it allows you to do is see a number of free books
right.
for JavaScript. So whether it's design patterns, whether it's CoffeeScript, there's a JavaScript for cats, which I wish I was joking, but that sounds kind of awesome. And it's like, could be applicable to humans too. Like, that's great.
I don't even know.
Don't you want, if there's a series of books and you see one of them's for cats, you're not going to click on that?
I'm going to click it. I'm going to look, it may make me buy a cat or something.
I'm just saying that's a great title.
I'll stick with coding.
next story. JavaScript Link.
JavaScript Link. I mean, just those two words together make me salivate.
It's exciting. All right, so
one of the things, like I said, JavaScript being, you know, a first-class citizen now, if you're used to writing C# or any of the .NET languages and you're used to the language-integrated query, lets you do all sorts of nice projections on your data, sorting, filtering, all that stuff. Well, now you can do that in JavaScript with this library. It's available on CodePlex. And
I see some nice code here.
Yeah, so actually, there's a sample code right here. And it looks just like it. You can either use the JavaScript style, so passing in that anonymous function at the top, or you can actually pass in a string that represents the normal kind of lambda notation from C#. But it supports...
Yeah,
or combine them. So it supports everything you would expect. Select, order by, where, first, joins. It does inner joins and group joins. Go ahead and check out the documentation on here, but it's linked in JavaScript. It's exactly what it says it is.
Yeah, love it. I love projects like this, man. I love Link. I love JavaScript. There you go. So that brings us to our picks of the week.
That picks of the week already.
Now this one's awesome.
Yeah, so as I was saying
bringing
before,
the awesome.
Roslyn, the compiler as a service that we have,
yes.
allows for some very cool things, especially around instrumentation. And what Eric Maupin here has produced is this kind of this project he's working on. It's called Instant C#. And he just, this is something we've been talking about for a while. He just recently put up a video about visualization in there. And what this does is you can actually, and that first top there where it says stop instant.
Yeah, you do the checkbox comes up. You got to watch the video.
But, yeah. But it's a minute long, and you'll be blown away if you watch it. What it does is it lets you kind of almost do test-driven development, but inline your code. So you can go ahead and write your call to that method with whatever parameters you want. And mm-hmm. as you're writing this code, you'll have these are familiar by...
these little
familiar,
things come up, yeah.
Yeah, like you're just pinning variables to your code normally.
Oh, it's so awesome.
So they pop up, and as you go through, they'll populate with what the values would be. And then for whiles and for loops and anything like that, you can actually go back and forth and step through the loop in either direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interactive.
Yeah.
Like, just great place to do instant testing. It's awesome.
But this is what, you know, having a compiler as a service with Roslyn, a lot of people are confused about what exactly is a practical application of it. And this is a great example.
Certainly for anybody building dev tools support, they kind of get it. My favorite one was from last build was Anders saying, like, oh, and look, we can convert C# to VB.
Right.
And VB to C#.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God. And an interactive window. Oh, my
yeah.
God. REPL and C#. Wonderful. yeah.
Your pick.
So, my pick of the week. That brings us to the Open API Universe at NASA. So it's data.nasa.gov, which has a RESTful interface. And there is a video here as well for some folks that have done, that have taken it from some of the exoplanet data and built really nice visualizations and ways to do sorting, querying, and filter, built sort of like a... an online tool for building queries based on that REST API. So it's like, hey, I want to filter this by these categories and be able to click a bunch of checkboxes and get your REST JSON call.
Right.
So it's a really nice interactive. Definitely check out the video on here. But the fact that NASA has so much data and that they're exposing it as an API and a free API is awesome.
Yeah, and this is a weird thing to say, but the documentation is beautiful. Like,
yeah,
it's interactive, like you're saying, you have a query builder in there, it's all done very, you know, full bleed, everything right there for you to look at, and yeah, I mean, they have photography of space, they have all this other data. I'm excited about what can actually come out of this, because space is so cool.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
So, that's our show.
That is it.
I know, so Hopefully. Fast. All right, well, thank you for being our guest.
I'll never forget my first...
And you're last. thanks, everyone.
Thank you.